Okay, let's begin today's daf. Menachas daf mem vav. Menachas mem vav. We are on mem hey mabez. Last line of mem hey mabez. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, as we continue here in Perakat Cheles, we've gotten now back into Menachas topics. And we start off with Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We discussed yesterday the machlokas between Benanas and the Chachamim, relating to what the relationship between the different factors, different the players in the carbonus of Shavuos. If you only have one, what do you do with the, do you have the other or not? So we have them, the different psukim that give different impressions. The gratam al lechem sounds like you need both. You need the, lechem and the kvasim. And then we have the pasuk of Shivas Kfasim Tamimim, sounds like even though there is no lechem, so how do you interpret that? So we had Rabbi Tarfon, and we had in the Mishnah, we had the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, Kfasim Akvanas Alechem, Lechem Akvanas Kfasim, and the different relationship. We did note that not only are there special karbanos brought to Shalmei Tzibur, with the Shteha Lechem, but also there's a whole group of karbanos, as we read in the Chumash, in Vayikra, we read the Psukim, last time that there were also seven other sheep and a couple of other karbanas brought, but there's a special relationship between the kvasim and the kivsei atzeres, as they are known as the karban shlamim, along with the other karbanas. Again, just to review, because we're going to have to have that for today. Back in Perachav Gimel of in Parshas Emor, we have the psukim that describe towards the end of the perek, pasuk Yud Zayin. The pasuk tells us, right, from your moshavos, from Eretz Yisrael, you bring the waved lechem, right, that's the shtei lechem that has to be waved, shtayim shnei asronim, soles tiyena, chameitz teyafena, it's made from chameitz, it's made from chitim, v'hikraftem ala lechem, and you shall be makriv it with the breads, with them, what? Shivas kvasim tzimim b'nei shana, seven kvasim, one par, one aisle, all of those are not, or do not have this special relationship with the Shtei Alechem. Those are all extra. And along with that, then the next pasuk, Vasisim Seirizim Echal Lechatas, you bring one Seir for a Chatas, and then Shnei Kvasim L'Zevach HaShlamim. And those two Kvasim that are for the Shlamim, those have the special relationship. Ve'inif HaKoyin Osam Alechem Bukurim, you have to wave them. What's the them? It's only referring to these last two. You wave them, the Shnei Kvasa B'nei Shana L'Zavach HaShlamim, with the Lechem, Tenufa L'fnei Hashem Al Shnei Kvasim, Kodesh Yihu L'Hashem L'Kohen. And that last pasuk is what we just spoke about at the end of the daf. What is that phrase referring to? Kodesh Yihu L'Hashem L'Kohen. Is it referring to the Lechem, or is it referring to the Kvasim? So that was the what was unclear, and that was the machlokas we had at the end between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Nanas. Okay, so now the Gemara says, last line, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakomodim, both Ben Nanas and Rabbi Akiva. Right, we've noted in the past a number of Tanoim that are all named Shimon, right, maybe related to Shimon Alevi, that we call them by their, so to speak, last name. Ben Nanas, Ben Zoma, right, all of them, Reish Lakish, whatever we say, all of them, Shimon is not mentioned. We have a nickname or a shortened name for all of these Tanoim. So, or Amoron. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakom Modim, Shehim Huzkuku Zelaze, Shema Akvin Zeze. Both of the Tanoim agree that if they already were put together, Huzkuku Zelaze, and now one of them was lost, either the lechem or the kvasim. Remember, the machlokas tanam was if you only have one of them, you can bring. Which one can you bring? Which one is ma'akev? One direction. Now, what happens if they were ready together? So, if they're ready together, then they're both ma'akev each other. What's the critical moment that they have to be together? After which point, you cannot just bring the other one. So, Hashem Husku Zelazet Shem Ma'akvin Zezeh Ve'ezeh Hu Zika Shelahen. What is the Zika? What is the crucial point that is Koveya them to be the team? After which you can't just bring another one. Shchita. So that is Shchita, meaning if they were together, Achash Shchita, and then the Lechem was lost, or the Kfasim were lost, Rashi's Lashon is Avad Hakol. That everything is lost. Avad Hakol, everything is lost. Even if I bring, the Karanora says here, even if I would bring another one to be the shutaf with the one that is still there, it's still possible. They got to bring a whole new set, right? That's shchita is koveya. Interesting, the pashas of this line, maybe we're influenced by Rashi. Rashi seems to say that we're talking here still about the same topic that we have been talking about. We're talking about the Kivsei Atzeres, the Shalmei Tzibur, and the Lechem. But if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Pidyon Musafin, the Rambam seems to say that this applies by all the other karbanos as well. We just read the Psukim. There's a number of karbanos that are brought with the Shtei HaLechem, right? We have seven other sheep, Shiva Kvasim, brought as Olas. We have a cow that's brought as an Ola. We have an Ayol, two Ayols that are brought as Olas. All of those are Olas. So there are a number of animals that are Olas. We have one Seir as a Chatas. And then we have the Shnei Kvasim. So when the Rambam quotes this Halacha, Anichas Timidim, Paraches Halacha Yutas, the Rambam says, Shiva Kvasim Shal Musaf, Hayom, V'Shiva Kvasim Abayim Miglal Halechem, Einan Ma'akvin Zedzeh, V'im Nishchatu, Kulan Ma'akvin Zedzeh. And that's how the Lechem Mishnah, the other Mefarshim say, that the Rambam says this issue of Huskuku has to go with all the Karbanos, not just the one that it has a special relationship with. Tosfos also points out that we'll have to review this Halacha on tomorrow's daf, because tomorrow we will have a Machlokas. Tanoim, what is the crucial moment? Is it the Shechita? Is it the Zrika? We'll see tomorrow. It sounds like this. It's the Shechita, but we will get to that Be'ez Hashem in the next daf. Amar Ula, Ba'u B'ma'arava, Tznufa osa zika, o eina osa zika. What about the tznufa? What about the waving? Maybe the waving is the critical moment at the time, and not the shechita. So the question is the tznufa the critical moment, or is the shechita the critical moment? When is the tznufa done? We will learn by the Hashem later on in the Mishnah that there are two tznufos that are done. There's a tznufa. This is the only animal that has a tznufa chayim. We wave the animal while the animal's still alive. There are a couple of other times that the tznufa is done afterwards, shachud, with meat. There, by a nazir, a tznufa is also done. But here, by the kivsei atzeres, it's done chai, and it's done shachud. So here, we're talking about the tznufa before the shechita. The tznufa is done. The question is, maybe that should be the critical moment. After all, let's say you go to Rashi's pshat, that's the time, that's what creates the special connection between these breads and this animal, because they're waved together. That's what we said the past couple of dafim. That's what makes these Shalmei Tzibur closer to this lechem than the other karbanos that are brought, because they're waved together. So maybe tznufa should be the critical time. Tznufa osazika, weino osazika. So pashalemi de Rabbi Yochanan. Well, let's try to prove it from Rabbi Yochanan, because what did Rabbi Yochanan ask? No, Rabbi Yochanan, what did we just read? Shechita osazika. Rabbi Yochanan just said, Shechita creates the Zika. Michlal the Tznufa enos the Zika. Mashma, that the Tznufa, the prior Tznufa, does not create the Zika. Even after that Tznufa, they're not connected yet. As much as if you lose one, both will be lost. So maybe that's a riot, that Tznufa did not create the Zika, because it's already created, only created by the later Shechita. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Do Rabbi Yochanan gufa kami baile? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure. He Gufa had this question. Mifsha pshita le Rabbi Yochanan de shechita osa zika v'tznufa eino osa zika. Maybe that was part of his question. Is shechita, does that create the zika and not tznufa? O dilma shechita pshita le utznufa masafkale. Or maybe shechita creates the zika and not shechita. Creates the zika. The question is, what about even earlier? Tznufa masafkale. I know shechita would. But maybe it should be even earlier, creates the Zika. Teku, so we'll have to wait for Eliyahu Navi, as we learned on yesterday's daf, when the Gemara says, Elio, Parsha Zu, Elio, Asid Ladarsha, and we discussed the Maariv Chayis and the others. Is it Eliyahu Navi? Right, the question of the Rashba, why don't we just ask Yechezkel about the pshat of the pasuk in yesterday's daf? What do you have to ask Eliyahu Navi for? When is Chias Avesim going to happen? That was yesterday, but either way, Teku, this goes on the list. The Briskarov points out that if you look at the Rambam, seems to say that, well, we usually think that there are two tznufas done, as we just described, and both of the tznufos include the animal and the breads. That's what it seems like from the sources, and we'll have to get to that when we get later on in the Masechta, more about the tznufa. But if you look at the Rambam seems to say that the breads were only waved afterwards, or once, right? The animal was waved twice, but the breads were only waved with it once. So why is that? The Rambam talks about this here in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos in Perek Tes. The language of the Rambam is Ketzad Hanafas Halechem Im Shnei Kivsei Hashlamim. How do you do it? How do you do the tznufa that we're talking about here? Maybe Shnei Akvasim. You bring the two Kvasim Umeinifam Ba'odam Chayim, and you wave them while they are alive. Shene'emar ve'heinif osam tirufa. What does the osam mean in the pasuk that we just read? It means the kvastin that we were just talking about. It says, al lechem abikurim. That doesn't mean along with it, says the Rambam, at least right now. It says, ve'heinif osam tirufa. V'achar kach shokhten osan. You take the chazeh and the shok, right, which goes to the kohen. Umenichon bitzad shtei halechem umenif hakol keechad. So it sounds pretty clear from the Rambam that the waving chayim is only the animal. Afterwards, it's the lechem. Ulechor mavur b'divrei Rambam, says the Griz. Tatznufa shim alechem aysarak la'achar shchita. Aval hatznufa chayim ha'isarak bekfasim olvav. V'shitas Rashi ain't okay. Rashi does not hold that way. Durak degam alechem to'on tznufa mechayim. Ula achar shchita. According to this, you'd have to understand, when the Gemara said in the past couple of days, they're waved together, it means only the second time. It doesn't mean the first time. The first time has the tznufa chayim, it's only the animal. Afterwards, it's waved with the lechem. Oh, I mentioned before that it's the only tznufa chayim. Aaron HaKohen also did a tznufa chayim in the Torah. But that wasn't a carbon. That was by the Levium. So the Rabban talks about what an unbelievable nace that must have been with Aaron lifting up all the Levium. But we're talking about the animals, tenufa chayims, right? Only here. So the Brisker Rav says that Rashi seems to argue. So das Rashi, tenufas kifsi atzeres, hiya tenufa shemei chayim. Haresha balkar chav toysa im alechem. Kedufsi bekra alechem abirim. One of them have to be, at least. That's what the pasuk says. So according to Rashi, it means both, and the one that's alive. V'ikir chovas tenufas kifsi atzeres, ki akvasim im alechem biyachad. So it has to be both. The Rambam seems to say otherwise. Maybe you could argue, maybe Machlokas, what's the ikir tenufa? Is the ikir tenufa bechayim or afterwards? Maybe the Rashi holds the ikir tenufa is bechayim. So obviously it has to be with the lechem. While the Rambam holds is afterwards. But what's also the issue explains the Brisker are beautiful. V'hanire. The Harambam Svirle, where does the Rambam get this from? Why would you say the lechem only has to be waved once afterwards? Because, explains the Brisker Rav, waving bread, you have to wave bread. Whether the animal's dead or alive, doesn't make a difference. You waved the bread. Mitzad the bread, there's no difference. And therefore, you only have to wave it once. You do it afterwards. The animal you could talk about, there's a different chalos shem tnufa when you wave the animal mechayim and la'achar misa. So the Rambam and la'achar shchita. So that's why the Rambam must understand that the kfasim, it makes sense to have a chiyuv to do tenufa twice, because it's a different chefsa, unlike the breads. Daramam sirle, de be'emes lo shaya klal ba'alechem chova shtei tenufos. Doesn't make sense. Derak ba'kfasim, nomar did tenufas chayim, v'did tenufas shchutin. Aval ba'alechem lo shaya chalos din zeh, v'chayim v'shchutin, v'ein ba'alechem rak chovas tenufas achas. Right, just like the shtei alechem that come by themselves. Right, that you only have to wave it once. You have to wave the shtei alechem twice. According to the shita, that the kfasim are not ma'akiv the shtei alechem. So you wave the shtei alechem once, not twice. Right, there's only one. Mikom makom imba. The Rambam would agree if you did it, then it would work. Mikom makom imba lasos atznufa ba'alechem mechayim gamkin niskayimu b'em tznufa v'ose zika. It would be enough. The zeo shapazak Rambam, and that's how the Rambam could say ibhunfu makfasim ma'akven zezeh. If he paskins tzufa is ma'akev, then what do you mean? We just said you don't wave it at the beginning. You don't create that connection. No, even the Rambam would say that if you would wave the lechem with the tzufa mechayim, that would create the zika, and it would you would hold ma'akven zezeh. The im asa to the tzufa mechayim ba lechem asa tzufa was a zika. The lo shan yolon ba lechem im asa to the tzufa mechayim olachar shchita. The al kapanim neskayim ben mitzvah tzufa. V'rak b'hakfasim u'shenomar b'hem din shtei mitzvos din tzrufa chayim v'din tzrufa shchutin. That's an important comment to the Brisker Rav. Number one, pointing out the difference between the Rambam and Rashi. And number two, the Rambam Shita about only tzrufa mechayim and tzrufa alachar shchuta, you know, makes sense for the kfasim and not for the lechem. Good, we continue. Amar le Reb Yehuda bar Chanina l'Rav Huna b'reid Reb Yoshua. V'ha... Kiksiv Kodesh Yiu Lashem LaKohen. That pasuk that we've read a number of times already at the end of pasuk Chaf here in Perachav Gimel that was darshened at the end of yesterday's daf, right? Kodesh Yiu Lashem LaKohen. When is that written? Basar Tnufa Ksiv, right? It's written after the Tnufa. The pasuk says, "Do the Tnufa Kodesh Yiu Lashem LaKohen." So it's written after the Tnufa. Upligi Ben Anas Rabbi Akiva. And Ben Anas Rabbi Akiva still argue. You're telling me that the Tnufa might be Koveya, which means at that point everybody agrees they're Ma'akev Ezeh. But no, that's goof for the Pasuk that Ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva were arguing about. So how could you suggest that tznuf is koveya, that tznuf is osa zika? So Gemara says, ulatameich basar tznufa v'lo basar shchuta. Who says that pasuk is talking about only after tznufa? That's the last pasuk describing the karbonis, right? What's the next pasuk after that? Ukrasa besamayam azeh mikra kodesh yelachem. So that's talking about the end of the whole service, the end of the whole avoda. So basar tznufa v'lo basar shchuta. No, elamai is the chalam meimar mei karakoi umai kodesh yelachem lakohen davrusha sofu lakohen. The Kodesh description is describing what it always was, not dafka after the avoda was done of the tzufa. It's something that will be lakohen. Hachanami davar shesofa lakohen. So to hear, it could be talking about davar shesofa lakohen, but it's no raya that it's talking about dafka something after tzufa and not after shechita. Good. Period. So that's why it could still be a question about tznufa. Again, remember, this is the only shlamim that goes to the shalmei tzibor, the only shlamim that is kutshei kutshim. So it's interesting. We're talking about what's waived, the chazeh and the shok. We know usually by a shlamim, which is kutshei kalim, so the chazeh and the shok go to the kohen, and everything else goes to the Yisrael. Here, you might have said you don't even need to take off the chazeh and the shok, because after it's all go to the kohen. It's kutshei kutshim. Yisrael can't eat it, and yet we still are mafresh the chazi and the shok, because that's what's waved along, that's what's waved in the tenufa with the bread. So it's interesting. Sometimes you ask the question, you know, if it's not serving the same purpose, right? We've asked also, we're learning Maseches Menachos, right? Maseches Menachos, we know that a minchas kohen is kalil tihyeh, it has to be totally burned, right? A kohen does not get any part of his karban mincha, right? Only if it's a minchas Yisrael. But do you still have to do Kmitza to a minchas kohen? It's going to come up later. I think we mentioned it once also in the Masechta. Because you're going to burn all of it. Why do you have to do the kmitza and burn the kometz and then burn the shirayim? Don't do anything. So here too, it's all going. You have to be mafrish, the chazeh and the shok, right? It's all going to the kohen anyway. So, but that's the halacha in terms of tenufa. Okay, says the Gemara. V'shchita osa zika. Is shchita really the crucial moment after which, if one is lost, then they both have to be avud, as Rashi says? Is it possible that shchita is osa zika v'ramini? But let me ask a kasha. Astira. We're about to ask astira from karban toda. Karban toda also, it's not the exact karban we're talking about here, the shtei halechem with the kivsi atzeres. But the karban toda has a parallel relationship. That also has breads and animal. Right? Other karbanas don't. Only happens three times. Right? The karban nazir has breads and an animal. The toda has bread and an animal. And the kivsi atzeres here. The breads and the animal. They come together. So, we're going to try to ask a question, because we're going to assume there's a parallel between the relationship of the animal by karban toda and the relationship of the animal by our case of kivsi atzeres. So, v'shchito is a zika v'ramini, but the Brisa says, by toda, ad shalo shachta nifras lachma, before the shchita took place of the toda, so then nifras lachma, the bread falls apart, so then yavi lechem acher, you have to bring a different lechem, v'shochet, you have to bring a different lechem, and then you do it again, meaning, it's not the critical time. Misha shachta, you haven't reached the critical time yet. Misha shachta nifras lachma, but once it was shechted, then the bread fell apart. And again, we discussed earlier in the Masechta, falling apart, does that mean now, what's the problem of falling apart? Let's say one of the breads, there are 40 loaves, right? One of the breads fell apart. So does that mean because now it's not 40, it's more than 40? Is that the problem? Is it because when a bread breaks, there are definitely crumbs that fall off? You can never put the breads together, right? There are those that have the chumrah of marking the challah on Friday night, right? Because we have an issue of how to make amotzi. We know on a regular day, on a weekday, so there's a halacha, you're not supposed to have a hefsek between the bracha and the eating of the challah. So I'm supposed to, let's say I make a bar priya eitz. I'm not supposed to make a bar priya eitz before I peel the orange. Right, that'll be a hefsek. I peel the orange, I have it in my hand, and then I make a bracha on it, and I eat it. So there's never a hefsek. But what happens, let's say I'm eating a knish, so I'm not supposed to make the bracha mizonos, and then cut the knish, and then eat it. That's a hefsek, so I'll cut a little bit of it, right? It's not, there's a halacha of a shalem, a whole knish, it was made by a baker, right? So what about by bread though? By bread there's a concept called a shalem. So what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, on a weekday, you're supposed to cut it, but make it look like it's still not cut. And then afterwards, then you eat it, you put it back together after you cut it, and then afterwards, you say a motzi, or whatever it is, maybe mizonos, and then and then you eat it, whatever you're eating. What about on Shabbos? On Shabbos, the no sekelim shulchan aruch say ain breira. You need lechem mishnah. You need lechem mishnah. You have to has to be whole, so you can't cut it beforehand. That's what the shulchan aruch says. The achronim say the medaktikim say. Oh, maybe there's something else to do. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Medaktikim in Hilchos Shabbos now. That what? There are some people that mark the challah. So it's ke'ilu you started. It's ke'ilu you're just being mamshech. So it's not as much of a hefsek. Not as much of a hefsek. You can't cut it because then you rule Lecha Mishnah. You need shleimim. But if you mark it, it's ke'ilu you started cutting it. But also you can't cut really into it because then for sure, as we just said here, Nifras Lachma, some of Farshim say, what's the reason that Nifras Lachma is a problem? Because there's definitely some crumbs that fall off. You need a shalim. So that's why it's marked. Just derech agav, sometimes somebody marks it, and then they see a motzi, and they spend 5 minutes looking for the mark. You don't have to worry about cutting a dafka on the mark. Just cut it anywhere. Right? It's just a chumrah. It's a chumrah dasa de kula. You're going to create a more of a hafzik. Just cut it. And again, if somebody doesn't make the mark, it's also okay. But anyway, so that's nifras lachma. Also comes up in Hilchos Shabbos. Anyway, so if it fell apart, the lachmei toda before the shechita, so then you have to bring another bread. That's fine. It's okay. Misha shachta nifras lachma, but once the shechita take place, nifras lachma, hadam yizarek, you could still do the shechita for the karbani, still do zrikas hadam. We'll have to talk about that, but let's just leave that for a moment. Vahabasar yeachel, and the meat can be eaten of the karbon. V'yidei nidra lo yatsa, but it did not fulfill your chiyuv. Because once the bread's worn whole, so then it's no longer good. The lechem pasul. And the lechem is pasul. That is by a karbon toda. Okay, let's just finish the rice and then we'll come back. Nizra kadam toreim min hashalem al haparetz. And after the zrika zadam is done, you give from the shalem, right? If the dam has already been nizrak, so then you have to give from the shalem to the kohen min al haparetz. You cannot give a kohen a broken piece. Rashi quotes the limud of this from later on, meaning that's the something happens with the breads by the zrika. So that is all if the bread fell apart. What about if something else happened to the breads? Same type of issue three times in a row. Achalo shachta yatsa lachma. If it was yotze before shchita, machnis v'shochet. Just bring it back in. It didn't have ftusha yet. There's no psul of yotze yet. V'shochet. Misha shachta yatsa lachma. Hadam yizarek v'basar yeachel. V'de nijalo yatsa. Same thing. V'alechem pasul. Nizrak Adam, Torah mi mashe bifnim al shebachutz. If you already have Zrikas Adam, then you just have to give some of the good breads that didn't go out to the Kohen. 3. Achalo shachta nitma lachma. If the bread became tamei before the shechita, maybe lechem acher v'shochet. Misha shachta nitma lachma. But if after shechita nitma lachma, hadam yizarek, v'abasar yeachel, v'nidro yatsa. Here, neder works. Why? Shatitz maratza ala tamei, as we had. The tzitz is maratza on tamei, as we had the Mishnah earlier. Va'alechem pasul, and the lechem is pasul, though, because it became tamei. Nizrak adam, torim enatar ala tamei. That's all the brisa. So what's the kasha now? And there's what to say on the brisa, but let's just finish the question. V'isagadayda shchita osezika. But if shchita is osezika, as we just said, then what did we just say? Right when shchita is osezika, that even if something happens afterwards, everything should be thrown out, everything should be pasul. Right? Because you're missing its pair. Kima dehuska guzel azeb shchita, ifsele lechem, tifsel nami toda. The lechem is nifsal, so why do we say that the basar yeyachel? The basar shouldn't be yeyachel. It was already connected at the moment of the shchita. So now if its partner is lost, so then it should all be ruined. Answers the Gemara, maybe your comparison between Toda and She'alechem is not perfect. Right? Remember, we mentioned, we're bringing in another context. Maybe there's a difference. Shiny Toda, derachmana kar yeshlamim. Right? The Torah calls the Toda a shlamim, and that's why it's different. Rashi quotes, Todas shlamav. Third to last line in Rashi for a moment. Mashma, di afal pishay sa todas b'shas lachma choseres lio shlamim below lechem. It has a backup. As we know, the Toda is really a larger category of shlamim. Even in Parshas Tzav, the psukim describe it within the context of shlamim. So kivsi atzeres, right? That's different. That's not kari shlamim, and therefore there's no backup in that way. So shiny Toda, drachmana kari shlamim, and therefore back to the Gemara, mash shlamim kraven below lechem, just like a regular carbon shlamim does not need bread, never has bread. Af toda kraven below lechem, so too a toda has a backup fault position and therefore can be hukrav without the lechem. Unlike the kivsei atzeres, that's with the lechem. There's no getting out of that. And that right one shechita takes place, so then there is if one of them is lost, the other one is nifsal. There seems to be a machlokes. There is a machlokes. We've shown him here. Let's go back to the first case of the Braisa. So let's say if after shechita's toda, something happened to the breads. So you're still allowed to be zorek the dam, but it doesn't count for you. What's your kavana when you're zorek the dam? We already know the maskana of the Gemara now. What should the Kohen think about when he's zorek the dam? Is he zorek it l'shem todo or l'shem shlamim? Right, what does he do? Rashi says clearly, hadam yizorek l'shem shlamim, v'lo l'shem todo. Maybe because Rashi is no longer a toda. You're missing the breads. The only way that you can continue this avoda is if it goes back into its fourth, larger position of shlamim, not toda. So that's Rashi Shita. If you look on the Shita Mugabet says, he has a deya. He has two deyas here. But there's the idea that says, and he also quotes Tosfos later on in Daf Mem Zayin, which Rabbi Akiva Eiger also quotes, that maybe no, it's still shechted as a toda. Still shechted as a toda. L'may nafgamina, how would you know? So there is a shita, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, on the Rambam. In Psulei HaMakdashin, Yud Beis, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes on the side of the Rambam, and as it goes to the Rambam, he quotes from the Re Alpandari, Bekutraso, the Daito, when the Gemara here says the Habasar Yeachel, it's Kedin Shlamim Shne Yamim V'Layla Echad. How long could you eat the Basar for? So the Achronim say, it's not so clear. But according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he's assuming that it has now turned into a Shlamim. So you have day, night, day to eat the Basar. If you say it's still Toda, you only have day, night to eat the Toda. We know Toda has less amount of time to eat, even though it has more to eat. Right? We've noted that irony in the past, and the Siv points it out in the Hemek Dover. So that is why that could be a nafgamina between the two. The Achronim point out that Machlokas Rashi and the Din and the Shita Mekubetzes would have another nafgamina for Rabbi Akiva Eiger's position about Basar. Okay. Another point in Rashi I wanted to mention is Rashi on Nifras Lachma. Right? Once the bread is broken, then we say the rest of the bread is pasul. Says the Rashi, Lo yadana minala de mifsal lekulhu. I don't know. How do you know that a little bread broken ruins all of them? Mishum de nifrasa achas behem. I don't know. Says Rashi, Venira be'enai. Let me take a guess. Venira be'enai de mi lechem aponim gamar. Shehi kemenchas toda. Maybe you learn it from lechem aponim. And therefore, just like over there, we had before, one of the lechem are puzzles, so then they're all puzzle. So Rashi says, I'm not sure. And he takes a guess. This Rashi, I look, it's not on the list. Which list? Gilyan Ashas and Brachas Daf Chafei. With the Gilyan Ashas there, lists off all the times that Rashi says, I don't know. Right? About three long lines. He goes through from the beginning. Goes through. That's in Brachos Chafei. And then he goes through Shabbos four times and Erevin. He goes through all the places in Shas where Rashi says, I don't know. The last one being in Maseches Temura. But this one is on the list. Maybe because Rashi here doesn't end off, I don't know. He gives an answer. He says, I'm not sure. And then he says what he says, Venira Be'enai. What does this remind us of? How often does Rashi often says? He goes there 20 times. Rashi says, I don't know. And Rashi knows the most. The fact that Rashi says, I don't know, is always the Musar, Sichas Musar for us. When Rashi says, I don't know. Because you have to be, have to realize you don't know everything. Like the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor, Rabbeinu Yonah, at the end of Pirkei Avos, quotes the Baal Hamor. Lo yadati she yadati, ad she yadati she lo yadati. I didn't realize that I knew something until I realized I didn't know everything. If we think we know everything, we don't really know much. Lo yadati she yadati, ad she yadati she lo yadati. The Baal Hamor, Rav Zerachya Levi, the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes. But maybe because Rashi, in those places on that list, quotes, I don't know. But in these places, here he quotes, I'm not sure. But Venira Be'enai reminds us maybe of the Rashi in Parshat Tetzaveh, where Rashi says, I'm not sure what the ephod looked like. I don't know. And then he says, V'libi Omerli, and he has a 25-line Rashi, explaining what the ephod looked like. Because he had a certain intuition of the Torah, right? Halachic intuition and Parsha intuition. That's Velibi Omerli. Libi Omerli, that's the Rashi, after saying, I don't know, but then he says what he thinks. We mentioned in the past the Rav Soloveitchik in his hesped for his uncle, the Brisker Rav, so he quoted this idea based on the Gemara, Torah Tzivalana Moshe Morasha Kilas Yaakov, Al Tikri Morasha Ela Ma'orasa, that every Jew has an Erisin to the Torah. Every Jew has an Erisin to the Torah. It's a Gemara in Mesechta Sanhedrin. The question is, why is it Dafka Erisin? Erisin is only the first stage of a Jewish marriage. Erisin and Nisuin. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that every Jew has Erisin to the Torah. We're married. Yechidei Skula have even Nisuin to the Torah. They have that special, deeper connection to the Torah. Maybe thinking what the Torah thinks even before, asking. Right, when you have the ultimate, you've been married for 40, 50 years, then you realize maybe what the spouse wants even before being told what the spouse wants. You always need communication, but the certain halakha intuition. So he said that about his uncle, the Grizz. But that's this Rashi, Velibi Omerli. And here too, Rashi says, I don't know, V'nira Be'enai. V'nira Be'enai, this is what I suggest about what the source is. So interesting, he learns this Toda from the Lechem Apanim. You have all of these, and this is what we're going to get into a lot in the second half of the Masechta, a lot of unique Karbanos Mincha. We know the regular Karban Minchas, nothing's regular, but the Minchas that are talked about in beginning of Vayikra, and all the five types of Karban Minchas, but now we're spending a lot of time on the unique ones, the Shtei HaLechem, the Karban HaOmer, and the Lechem HaPanim. Right, those three. There are other unique ones, the Minchas Chinuch, right, that's brought by the Kohen Gadol every day, the Minchas Chinuch that's brought by the Kohen, the first time he does the Avodah, in the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's going to be Behavior Yibana Beis HaMikdash. That first day in the Beis HaMikdash is going to be extremely busy. Every Kohen is going to have to bring a Minchas Chinuch, right? Because he's going to be Mitchanech to be able to start the Avoda. And everybody's going to line up. I know it's going to take a while. All the Karmanos that are owed, right? Every woman who's there at the time, has got to bring Karmanos for all of her children that she's had. Karmanos Yoledes. There's a lot. Every Nazir. Okay. We continue. Just one other ha'arat at the end, and then we'll continue. The last part about the tzitz. The tzitz is maratza ala tameh. We know the tzitz is only maratza b'di'eved. Here it sounds like lechachila. You should do the zrika. The tzitz is only maratza if you did it, betuma. So the Ola Shlomo here, Shlomo Lipschitz, writes that maybe here it's even lechachila. Because it's only b'di'eved if something ikar of the carbon became tameh. Here it's the bread that became tameh, not the karban. So maybe that's why it's even lechachila that you'd be able even to do this rika. V'niros the sphere la gamar lechalek the dafka nitma basar tumi gufa karban havi kenitma hadam. Right, if the dam becomes tameh or the basar becomes tameh, that's where you wouldn't do this rika. And if you did it, but the eved, it would be okay. Masheikid belechem the milsach risihi. Right, it's connected, but it's not the same unit. So that's why it would be maybe here it would even be lechatchila. Fine. Period. Second to last line. Amar Reb Yirmiyah says Reb Yirmiyah, im timsal omar tnufa osezika. If you say that tnufa is the action that creates the connection between the lechem and the kivsei atzeres, meaning not the shechita, it's the tnufa. So then, if you have done tnufa, so then avad alechem avdu kvasim avad alechem. Right, that's how we just explained it. If tnufa creates the connection between them, then if you lose one of them, it's a problem. But what about this case? V'im tipsalomar tnufa eino osa zika. But if you say tnufa does not create the zika, so then hevi lechem bekvasim v'hunfu. What happens if you had both hevi lechem bekvasim v'hunfu, which sounds like Rashi we mentioned before. Remember the Rambam said you only do tznufa with the lechem after shechita. But the Rambam, that's what the Brisker Rav explained, you can do it beforehand. And it would create the zika, you just don't have to. Right? You only have to do it once. But says the Gemara here, if you say tznufa is not osa zika, so then even if one is lost afterwards, it's okay. So hevi lechem mekfasim, v'hunfu. V'avad alechem, v'hevi lechem acher. So now you have another lechem. Oso alechem. Ta'an tznufa, oh, ain't no ta'an tznufa. So you already did tznufa on the keves, on the kvasim, and now you lost the bread, so you brought new bread. Do you have to do another tznufa for that new bread that you brought? Is the lechem having tznufa, is that an ikar b'toras the lechem, or only as a partner with the keves? Right? This question isn't just a detail. The question is going to the root of reflection. Is there an independent status to the shtei halechem? separate from the Kipsei Atzeres. Yes, the Shtei Alechem is what's Matir the Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. It serves a unique function. But maybe as a carbon, it might not have its own entity, even though it serves its own function. That's the Gemara's question here. Of du kvasim lo tibay lacha. I'm not asking you if one of the kvasim were lost afterwards. That's for sure. Tevadeh by tnufa, when you bring another one of the kvasim. After tufa, that definitely needs. Kiti bay lacha av an alechem. My only question is, if after tnufa, and we say tnufa is not osezika, therefore you can bring another lechem, do you have to do tnufa on that new lechem that's brought? And the Gemara continues to limit the question. And according to Benanas, who we said yesterday, Benanas already said that kfasim are not ma'akev the lechem. I'm sorry, kfasim are ma'akev the lechem, but the lechem is not ma'akev the kfasim. The kfasim are the ikr. So according to him, for sure, you would not have to wave the lechem. The question is, according to Rabbi Akiva, to Amar lechem ikar. According to Rabbi Akiva, who we learned yesterday says the lechem is ikar, so my. So that's the question here. Kiva and the lechem ikar boy tnufa. According to Rabbi Akiva, the lechem plays a major independent role, and therefore you would require tnufa on this new lechem that you brought. Odilma, no. Kiva de matirin di day kfasim ninhu lo tzorach tnufa. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, the lechem has its own status. Still, the matir element of the karbon is the kvasim. And therefore, once you did the kvasim properly, you did the tzufa with the kvasim, that's all you need. And Teku, the Gemara, does not answer. So, two questions about Menachas that we're going to have to say for Eliyahu Navi. Good. Menachas has to do with Geula. When we have a Teku in Menachas, we have to think about, it's a unique type of teku, right? Remember the Gemara Mezechus Megillah, that when, after the Gzeira, Mordechai was learning Menachas with Am Yisrael. And when Haman came, he was teaching him how to do Kmitza. Why was Dafka learning Menachas? Dafka then. So some say, oh, it was Pesach, right? We know they fast Pesach, right? The Karban Omer, right? You have to learn about the Karban Omer. So some say that's why he was Menachas. Or maybe something about Karban Mincha. Mincha, as we know, the last Mishnah in the Masechta says is the carbon of an ani, and we're like aniim through galus, and therefore if we focus on Menachas, that could also show that we are lowering ourselves. Kedalam akrashim defakto de la secha. Either way, so whenever we have a teku, maybe in Menachas, it's different than other tekus. Okay, Amalei Abaye LaRava. New question. Maishna shnei kvasim de makachi lechem umaakvi umaishna shiva kvasim lepar ve'elim de lo makachi lechem lo maakvi. Right, the question kind of that has been in the background over the past half and a half, and that is we saw the psukim. There are a lot of karbanos that are brought special with the shtei lechem. Right, not even we're not talking about the musafin here from Pinchas in Chumash HaPekudim. Right, we're talking about in Emor in Toras Kohanim. Right, it says, 7 sheep, 1 cow, and 2 elim for olas. We have 1 goat for achatas, and then 2 kvasim for shlamim. So why do only those 2 kvasim for shlamim? Those last two, that has a special relationship with the breads. But not the first bunch. Why? Ask the Gemara, what's the difference? They're both mentioned here in Parshas Emor, right? They're not part of the Musafin, so why do only 2 of them have the special relationship? Omar Lei, Hova Huskagu Zelazebetrufa. Because those are the only ones that are waved with it. Right, as we've said before. Says the Gemara, you're saying Tnufa creates the special connection? Who says? Fare Toda, Delo Huskagu Zelazebetrufa. There's no Tnufa by Toda, and yet, Umakachu Ma'akva. There's a special relationship between the animals of the Toda, the carbon Toda, and the breads. Right, so here too, all the other ones are not waved with it. It's okay. It can still have that special relationship. So, Ella Kitoda. Okay, you're right. Compare it to Toda, but in a little different way. Kitoda, Ma Toda Shlamim. Just like by Toda, it's the Shlamim that sanctifies the breads. Afachanami Shlamim. So to here, it's the Shlamim that sanctifies the breads. You're right, says the Gemara. Toda is the model. But look at it this way. By Toda, it's only a Shlamim. Right, so to hear, it's the shlamim that plays the role. So Gemara says, 1 second, me dummy, that's not a fair comparison. Hasam leka zvachim achrin avadei. It's only shlamim. So obviously shlamim plays the role. There's no other karbanas with it. Hacha diika zvachim achrin avadei, like the shohani vahani. Maybe here, it's not only the shlamim. They both should be involved in the sanctification process. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Go to the third. Remember we said there are 3. There are 3 karbanas that have these bread and animal connection. So we're trying to figure out why it's unique by the Kivsei Atzeres. We try to learn from Toda, didn't work. So Ella Kael Nazir, maybe the ram of the Nazir. Compare it to Ma El Nazir, Avagav Digas Vacham Achrini. There are other karbanos by a Nazir. Remember, he brings a Chatas, brings an Ola Shlamim. So just like by an El Nazir, even though there are other karbanos, Shlamim Unda Makachi, Midi Achrini Lo, only the Shlamim plays the crucial role. Hachanami Loshna. So you learn it from El Nazir. Fine. Vahasaminala. And how do you know by the Nazir that the Shlamim plays that role? Titanya. Ves Ha'ayil Yaseh Zevach Shlamim Lashem Al Sal Hamatzos. So it's that ayil, the shalmei nazir, that plays that special role. Malamecha sal ba chova la ayil v'shchitas ayil mikadshan. Right, it plays that role. Lafichach shachtu shalol lishmo lo kitshu alechem. So if the shlamim is shachtu shalol lishmo lo kitshu alechem, so just like by el nazir, the shlamim plays the special role. So too here by the shnei alechem, the shlamim plays the special role. Good. Period. Tana rabbanon. Shtei alechem habos b'fnei atzman. If you have a case where the shtei alechem are being waved, are being brought by themselves, right? According to who? Rabbi Akiva. Right? Yesterday we said that Rabbi Akiva holds that the kvasim are not ma'akev the lechem. If you only have the lechem, you don't have any other animals, so then you could bring the shtei alechem by itself. What's the halacha? Yunfu, they are waved, right? The Rambam would say, not twice, right? Only waved once. V'tu'ubar tzura, son. And then you have to wait. You have to leave them overnight. V'yotzal beis asreifa. And they have to wait till the morning, and then you burn them. And that tu'ubar tzura, son, is always used whenever you have a problem with something, but you want to wait for it to get an inherent problem. And then you wait for it, and then once it gets an inherent problem, it's left overnight, then you can burn it. So ask the Gemara, why isn't there already? What's the issue here? Manavshach. Ila achila asyin. If you could, when Rabbi Akiva says that the breads can be brought by themselves, if he means you could even eat them, so then what are you waiting for? Lech lenu, just eat them. Ilas reifa asyin, if he says that they have to be burned, because yes, you can wave them, but you're not going to be eaten, so let's refer to the altar. Lavalu ibertura, what do you have to wait for? It's already nifsal, mimanafshach, I don't understand. Either you can eat them or you can't eat them. Amaraba, answer number one, la'olam lachila asyin, really, you could eat them. But the problem is, maker didn't show to eat them. You're allowed to bring the shtei alechem without the kvasim. But what's the problem? Gzeira shemi yizdamnu lem kvasim l'shana haba. Maybe next year you will have kvasim available. Yomru, and they'll think to themselves, eshtake lo achanu lechem below kvasim. Didn't last year we eat the lechem even without bringing the kvasim? Achshav nami nechol. Right, so do now. Vinu lo yadi, deshtake lo ayu kvasim. Inu Sharyan Nafshayu. Last year, when there was no kvasim, they matted themselves. Hashadika kvasim, kvasim with the shari luhu. But now you need the kvasim, and therefore, gzera. Right? Gzera that we have other contexts also. Right? We have it by the carbon omer. Right? The carbon omer. Why you can't eat with the really yomat, right? The heyer mizrach, right? The morning should be mutter. But what does the Mishnah say? Yomanev kulo aser. Right, the Mishnah in Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because we're worried that Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, and next year they're going to think, oh, last year we ate it right in the morning, even before the Karban Omer was brought. So we have to make a gzeira that the Yom HaNeif is Kulo Aser. Right? Amazing. We're going to make a gzeira because every year we're worried, we're hoping that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. So every year, we're not going to eat the Omer until after the 15th of Nisan. But here too, right, that's the reason Rabbi Kiva says, if you bring the breads, you cannot eat them because of the Gzeira. Amar Rabba, Mina Amin Allah. How do I know that this is true, that they could be eaten even if they're only brought by themselves, right? That's the Din D'Oraisa. Midra Abana, where goes there? But how do I know that's the Din D'Oraisa? Mina Amin Allah, that's not. Because the Mishnah says in Masechah Shkalim, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Heid ben Bukhri B'Yavne, Kol Kohen Sheshokel, Eino Chote. Any Kohen that gives to the Machzor Shekel is not doing anything wrong. Meaning, ben Bukhri holds, Me'ikra Din, Kohanim, do not have to take part in the Machzor Shekel. Right? They don't have to take part because they are not part of the tzibur for that. If they give, it's okay. Why is it okay? What would be the potential problem? Because it has to be tzibur funds. If the Kohen gives his personal stuff, it says that tzibur funds. So Rashi quotes the Gemara that no, ma'isu masri luhu le tzibur. Right? It's they have das to give it over to the tzibur with full gemiras das, but they're not kala over al pekudim. They're not nifkadu in the same way, and that's why maker adin they don't have to take part. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said no, the opposite. Ela kol koin she'eno shog al chote. If you don't give shkalim, you're chote, right? You have to be part of the machzor shekel. Ella, but what's their mistake? Shakonim darshin mikra zela atzman. The kohanim darshin the following pasuk for their own purposes. V'chol minchas kohen kalil tiyelo seyachel, as we mentioned earlier, a minchas kohen is totally burned. A kohen does not get part of his mincha. Hoel v'omer v'shtei alechem alechem apanim shalanu hein. But one second. Part of these public funds that are collected by the machzor shekel are going to be used to buy the omer v'shtei alechem alechem apanim. And we get part of that. We eat that. If we eat that, it must not be a carbon kohen. So it must be that we don't have to give. Right? Because if we give, then it's a carbon minchas kohen, kalil tiyeh. But if we get to eat it, so work backwards, it must be that we don't have to be part of it. Heich nechalin. Right? So, hol omer shalechem, lepanim shalanu hein, heich nechalin. That's the brisa. That's the brisa. And again, there's a big discussion about kohanim. Right? Tosfos mentions earlier on Daf Chaval, kohanim and levim. Right? What about women? What about women? So we'll see if this time we'll get back to the sugya of women, and that's Rabbi Kiva Eger about women davening musaf, whether there's a chiyuv or not. But first, let's just continue and see what we have time for. Says the Gemara, Hani Shtei Alechem Echidami. When it says in this Mishnah, the Machlokas Ben Bukhari and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai quoted, they darshan it for themselves because after all it's eaten. Which case are we talking about that it's eaten? Hechidami. Ilema bavosim azevach. If we're talking about the breads that are brought with the carbon. Atu toda valachma. Milo manat vikohanim v'achli luhu. But a regular carbon toda. Regular carbon toda. Right? The kohen could bring. And he wouldn't be confused by that case. Because when a regular kohen brings a carbon toda, he takes part in it. He eats some of it. Even though it's a mincha. So that wouldn't confuse him if it's a regular case where the animals and the breads are being brought. So Elalav, what must the Mishnah be talking about? But both Bifnei Asman, it must be talking about a case where it's only the breads being brought and not the carbon. And that's where they say Viktani Heche Nechalin. Hey, how are we able to eat this? Alma Lachila Asin. So that Mishnah is what implies, that's how we know that on a Daraisa level, when Rabbi Akiva holds, both Bifnei Atzman are brought, the breads, they can even be eaten. It's just Asur Mishum Gzeira. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a regular case, where it's Bosim HaZevach, Udekakasha Lecha, Mitoda V'lachma. Aye, so why would they be confused? They already know by a carbon Toda, they bring it and they eat it. Lachme Toda Lo Ikri Mincha. Lachme toda, they would, that's a shlamim. In the world of shlamim, they would say, that's not called a mincha. Shtei alechem ikri mincha. The shtei alechem, they are called a mincha. Shenemar bakrivchem mincha chadash al Hashem. And that's why there would be more confusion, so there's no raya from that Mishnah. That Mishnah might be talking about a regular case of brought im ha-zevach, so there's no raya. Okay, but that is all answer number one. That really on a daraisa level, according to Rabbi Akiva, the breads could be eaten. Gzeira, we wouldn't allow it to be eaten. Rav Yosef Amar, no. La'olam l'sreifa asyan. Rabbi Akiva says, no. L'sreifa asyan, right? You can't, you don't eat it. You have to be brought, you have to be, burned. V'hayinu taima de lo sarfina, so why don't you just burn it right away? Why don't you burn it right? Why do you have to wait? L'fishin sarfin kachim b'yantif. Because you cannot burn, you're not allowed to burn kachim on yantif. Right? Rashi here quotes the Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Chaf Dalet, the three different days why there's an Isser to burn. So you don't have to wait to Ubar Tsurasan. You're not waiting per se for the breads to become Nifsal. They're Nifsal already. But you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yantif. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says back, again, me dummy. Again, how can you compare that to Srifas Kachim? Hasam Lav Mitzvasan Bekach. Where Kachim just became Nifsal, there's no pressure to burn it today. It just became possible. It's not like there's a mitzvah. Hacha de mitzvasan bekach l'srafinu. But here, it's the day. It's the day of the shtei alechem. So why shouldn't he be able to burn it? Midi dahavi apar v'sar she yom ha-kippurim. The other things, right, par on Yom Kippur. You burn it that day because that's the day that it's supposed to be brought. So why wouldn't he be able to burn it? So Ella Amar Rav Yosef says, Gezera shema yizdam rolem kvasim la'achar mikan. Maybe they'll find kvasim after. Maybe later that day, you'll find kvasim. And then you'll be able to bring the kvasim, and then you'll be able to eat the breads. So that is why, Right? And that's why Rashi says, Mashhina luhu, shimivok fasim, yud fuimayim, vochla. Then you'd be able to wave it with them and then burn it. So Amalei Abaya, Tena calls manakravasam. That works fine all the time that you might be able to be makravit, meaning before the tamid shel bein ha'arbayim, when you can still be makrav. Lebasar hachilis refinu. But once you bring the tamid shel bein ha'arbayim, right, you can no longer bring any other karbanas today. So why should you? Why do you have to wait till the night time? Answers the Gemara. You're right. My tuubar tsurasanami diktani suras hakravasam. What does it mean? Wait till their tsura is passed. That doesn't mean nighttime like it usually means. It means the normal time of tsnufa, the normal tsura as it's waved, which is before the tamid shel bein arbayim. And according to Rav Yosef, yes, after tamid shel bein arbayim, then you're ready to be able to be burned. So machlokas amoraim. What exactly did Rabbi Akiva mean when the shnei lechem are brought b'fnei atzman? Is it daraisa eaten or is it not eaten? And we'll have to do Rava Bez Hashem the next time. Bez Hashem tomorrow, Bez Hashem there'll be a daf, and then after that, not sure. Okay, but either way, we'll stop here.